Unit 5.
句尾听力训练。一，听对话和问题，选择正确答案。对话和问题，读两遍。
Number 1. Hi, Cindy. Where are you going for your summer holiday?
I'm going to Nanjing with my parents.
How are you going there?
By train.
Hi, Cindy. Where are you going for your summer holiday?
I'm going to Nanjing with my parents.
How are you going there?
By train.
Question. How's Cindy going to Nanjing?
Number 2. You must be more careful. That car nearly hit you.
But I want to catch the bus.
You mustn't cross the road now. There's much traffic. It's dangerous.
Sorry, I won't do it next time.
You must be more careful. That car nearly hit you.
But I want to catch the bus.
You mustn't cross the road now. There's much traffic. It's dangerous.
Sorry.I won't do it next time.
Question. Where are they talking?
Number 3. Excuse me, is there a bookshop near here?
Yes, there is. It is about 2 kilometers away.
How can I get there?
You can take a number 18 bus. The bus stop is over there.
Excuse me, is there a bookshop near here?
Yes, there is. It is about 2 kilometers away.
How can I get there?
You can take a number 18 bus. The bus stop is over there.
Question. How far is it to the bookshop? Number 4. Good morning, madam.Can I help you?
Yes, please. I want some potatoes.
Okay. Anything else?
Yes. Some beef, please.
Good morning, madam. Can I help you?
Yes, please. I want some potatoes.
Okay. Anything else?
Yes. Some beef, please.
Question.What does the woman want? Number 5. Gina, you look worried. What's wrong with you?
I'm going to visit my grandma, but I can't take my cat with me.
Don't worry. I can look after it for you.
That's really kind of you, Bill.
Gina, you look worried. What's wrong with you?
I'm going to visit my grandma, but I can't take my cat with me.
Don't worry. I can look after it for you.
That's really kind of you, Bill.
Question. Who can look after the cat for Gina?
二，听短文，根据短文内容选择正确答案。
Mr. Brown has a car. In the morning, he takes his children to school in his car. Then he drives to work. Mr. Brown and his children do not have lunch at home, but Mrs. Brown does. She does not go to work. She stays at home. She does some shopping and cleaning in the morning. In the afternoon, she usually goes to see some of her friends.Has tea, and talks a lot with them. Then she cooks supper for her family. Mr. Brown comes back home much later than his children. The children do not come back in their father's car. They take a bus home. They usually come back home before 5. Mr. Brown has a car. In the morning,He takes his children to school in his car. Then he drives to work. Mr. Brown and his children do not have lunch at home, but Mrs. Brown does. She does not go to work. She stays at home. She does some shopping and cleaning in the morning. In the afternoon, she usually goes to see some of her friends, has tea, and talks a lot with them. Then she cooks supper for her family. Mr. Brown comes back home much later than his children. The children do not come back in their father's car. They take a bus home. They usually come back home before 5.